When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! Yes, Jillian.
Well, you're doing a segment.
Oh, have you ever been hypnotized?
No.
Never. I've never either. Nicole, Jake, hypnotized?
No.
No, I wouldn't say so, no.
Well.
No. I think I'm too thick-skulled.
I don't believe in it either.
You don't believe in it?
No.
Oh, I do.
My mom,
I do.
Years and years and years ago, took a course in it, and she says it's just a very relaxed state.
Oh, maybe I just never get relaxed.
Hypnosis is an excellent tool to help a client remember long forgotten incidents.
Okay.
There is nothing mysterious about it. It's just a state of focused concentration.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Okay.
It kind of takes you.
I wonder if my mom's available.
Maybe my definition might be skewed, I think.
Right. And I feel like you might have the same thing.
Like you're getting very sleepy?
Well, you're getting very sleepy, but then they like control your actions. It's like when I say.
Well, like what they do in a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a bar trick, right?
They get the
hypnosis to come into the bar. And they do an evening, like the Great Ravine.
What?
And they make people pretend they're dogs and donkeys.
Right. It's like whenever you hear this song,
you bark and all of a sudden, or do a sexy dance.
But not everybody does. Does it in a bar. We did it at our county fair too.
You did?
Yeah.
What about that, you know, that one hypnosis?
There's like a, you did.
There's like stories about like
a bar.
The guy sexually abusing his clients or something because his the therapist or something because he's hypnotizing them somehow.
Well, that I could, if you're enough, that.
But yeah. But I don't even believe, I mean, not to say that those women weren't abused. I'm saying, I don't, can you really control somebody?
I think you can take someone into deep where you, I think you can take them past their subconscious level, right?
I don't know.
I think you can if they are willing.
I really don't know.
Okay, so here it is. So here's this.
I saw somebody hypnotize somebody on The Sinner.
What's that?
Don't tell me the ending. I'm only on number four.
Something really gross happens, though, that kind of made me not want to watch anymore. It took a turn that I was like, this is uncalled for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when Orange is the New Black, like they started like branding people with swastikas. I was like, I'm done. They did what I find that a lot of networks do. And the show was about Alex and Piper, right? And like, and then they made it about like all these random criminals and
they opened it up too
they
much.
Just, and it just like, you don't know or really care about these. And it just, then it turns into like, they tried to make it like, it went from like funny to like, Oz on HBO, like branding people
tough.
With swastikas. And
oof.
I was like, okay, no. And it just like ran out of places to go. But what were we talking about?
So hypnosis. So anyway, they're saying past life regression can help you heal physical illness, phobias, and emotional wounds. It helps you understand your relationships. It gives you meaning to your reoccurring dreams. It helps you satisfy your curiosity. It helps get over a fear of death. And many people will say, I'm afraid. What happens if I can't handle what I see?
Okay.
Right? Can I handle it? And the therapist said, the unconscious mind will only send us past life memories that we're ready to deal with.
That's baloney. You know why?
Why?
It's called physics. There's no such thing as a past life.
We're going to get into her theory of things happening at the same time and multi.
It's not a theory.
I know, because you think that there's a sliding wall. See, I believe
it is not a theory. It's proven. I mean, you could call it a theory, but it may as well be fact that it's all happening simultaneously.
Okay.
So space, it's tough for me to explain it to you, but you can watch these great physicists explain it, right? So like Brian Greene has a really cool thing that's on YouTube. And he's this incredible physicist that I love. And he shows you how space and time are a dimension. So that's why time is related to speed. Because if you look at time, right? Take a sheet of paper and hold it out and call that time. So the direction you're traveling in and the rate in which you're traveling will affect, quite literally, where you're at in time. And we already know that we've already traveled into time by traveling at an accelerated pace, right? We could...
Okay, you're getting kind of Einstein-y here.
It is Einstein. It's a theory of relativity. It is. There is no such thing. Everything is happening simultaneously. You only experience time in one direction, but it's all happening at the same, boop, everything, bam, right now. Same moment, same exact, right in this, all happening. 50 years ago, happening now.
Okay,
now.
Lost me with that.
But it is. It's proven. It's not a question. There is no such thing as a past life. So you can say other lives, maybe. But it's just bull. The concept of being an old soul, there's no such thing. Not only that, if you look at physics, energy doesn't die. It doesn't leave. There's no new energy. It's the same energy, and it just constantly changes form. So there is no old soul. You're either an idiot or you're not an idiot. It's that simple. I mean, it is that simple. You're not like, oh, well, I lived a million lives. It's bullshit. The energy that is in you is in me, and the matter that's in you has been in me, and the same matter that's been around since the start of kaboom, big bang, bang, universe, pow.
Okay.
End of story.
Don't believe in reincarnation, period. You don't believe that you come, your soul can float around and maybe come back and finish off what you started.
I don't think it works like that. If I was to take a guess based on what science has discovered about the universe and the way that it works, energy doesn't die, it changes form, right? I mean, even looking at like, okay, the sun feeds the plants feed the animals. We eat the animals. We die. Go back to the soil. Feed the soil. Feed the plants. It's a constant, right? Of an energy fluid, okay. Right? It doesn't die. Like, even when you blow out a candle, like, something happens with the energy. Energy doesn't die. It is never extinguished. It transforms. So
do I
believe in my individuality? I have no idea. It's a nice thought. I sure wish I had this little individual soul and it never died. But that's, in my opinion, that potentially the human ego, but I don't know.
So when you're dead, so your theory is when you're dead, you're
maybe,
dead.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I genuinely say I don't know. I don't think you're dead, but I do think that we're part of a collective consciousness, that we're all an expression this is my personal opinion. If I had to guess based on what we know so far, I think we're all part of the same energy. And I do think that there is some sort of, like, even if I looked at just everything in the universe, all the energy, you could call that God, even if you didn't believe in like a creator or what have you. It's like I get back to I think, therefore I am. But I am like, well, I'm here. You're here, right? There's other things that are alive. There's energy in the world. So that's to me as a source, a form of God. And we're all of that energy. With that said, we have traveled into the future. We have. It's a speed. It depends on how fast you travel. Like, here, I'm going to pull this up so everybody can understand. Let me find this Brian Greene piece because he explains it way better than me. Hang on.
Hasn't that been the passion of every science fiction junkie is to travel to the future?
You can. We can go now. If you go out into space, haven't you ever heard about that? The two twins, you send one out into space And it's like the speed you're going and the relation to gravity and all affects time. That's why you go out into space and you come back and you're young, they're old kind of a thing.
I know that happens when you go to Barcelona and come back, or Australia, and you miss a day.
No. So here's what I want you guys to do. Hang on a second.
Yes. Tell us what to do.
Hang on. Watch this. It's called Nova, the fabric of the cosmos, the illusion of time.
And what timestamp is
it? It's on YouTube, and the timestamp is 21:55. 21 minutes, 55 seconds, okay? Because you really need the visual. He's going to show you.
Oh, you know,
you get a feel for the bizarre effect this can have. Imagine.
Here. Listen, watch, he's going to show
you. No, you're the one who told me I could have been a... You know what? Screw you.
He's gonna
what?
Show you.
You screwed
he's
me
gonna
up
show
so badly.
You on the space-time thing. He's going to show you.
Can I just wait and tell you what screwed me up so much and I've never stopped thinking about it? Is when you told me I might possibly be Earth. Earth could possibly be a marble in an alien's pocket.
I don't think I told you that.
Oh.
That wasn't me.
Oops. Well, it screwed me up.
That was you, I think, who said that.
No, I would never think of that.
I think you said that.
So much for my hypnosis segment.
Well,
come on.
Pretty soon it's going to be holiday season, dear God. So, you know what? Instead of getting behind the eight ball in the new year, let's get out in front of it. All right, let's try a little holiday detox. But you don't need to be deprived and all that stuff, but you can still do clean, healthy food. Guess who's going to help us? Sunbasket, people. Sunbasket sends everything you need to cook healthy meals right to your door. No shakes, no bars, no mystery ingredients, no meal replacements, no crap. Just balanced recipes that you can make in under 30 minutes. No gluten, no added sugar, and no dairy. If you don't want it, you don't get it. And each nutrient-rich meal is high in protein and fiber and less than 600 calories a serving. They also offer, as I said, paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, family meal options. So eating is right for any lifestyle you choose. Go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today and they will give you $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off. sunbasket.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
I saw this article and I couldn't help but read it. Okay. And I would like everyone's take on this.
Oh, dear.
No,
she's smiling makes me nervous. Okay.
No, dude, it's for real.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready? I think we've sort of touched upon this before. Okay. I refuse to poop or fart in front of my partner. And this woman goes on and she's like, bathrooms are sanctuaries for secrets that make it so humans are able to view one another as sexually attractive beings. I'm with her.
100%.
I'm there. Yeah.
100%.
Do you poop or fart in front of Aaron?
No. We have three bathrooms and like there's one bathroom downstairs that's like the pooping bathroom.
Yeah.
Because so that way the smell doesn't even waft.
No smell, no sound, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
And the couple times that, because you know, every once in a while you get a little boop boop and it's like a fart and you can't help it. Like I think that has happened in our 3-year relationship twice.
I think it's happened to Heidi and I like once. Maybe when, I don't even know.
Yeah. What do you guys do? Have a heart attack when it happens?
Jake, what's he doing?
It's extremely embarrassing. You just pretend. Like, the first time it happened was me, and we just pretend it didn't happen. And then I have such an immature, like, I think poop and fart humor is hilarious.
I do too, but doesn't mean you have to poop and fart in front of each other.
Right. So the time that he accidentally slipped, I laughed my ass off and, like, was crying because it was so funny. But that's it.
Don't look at me. I don't know. Well, do you poop in front of your partner?
She doesn't have a partner.
When she did. Yep. That's why you don't have a partner anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, not poop, but toot. Who doesn't toot?
Poop?
No, not poop.
Jake?
Yeah. Yeah. And shamelessly, too.
Oh.
And you guys aren't together anymore.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Listen to this. Okay. This girl. So it's an article in Cosmo. I'll find her name. Life is just better when you don't have unsightly visuals about the person you're supposed to be sexually attracted to, even if on the occasion that illness or, God forbid, a tampon gets stuck inside you during your honeymoon in Italy. True story. Necessities, a breach of protocol. Couples should typically maintain a certain dignity about their bodily functions. I'm totally with her. You know that scene in This Is 40 when he's like, can you come here and look at this? And he has a hemorrhoid.
Well,
no, that's a no.
Yeah, but at some point you have to, you know, you might be in a situation where you have to.
No.
If your partner's, I remember when my partner had food poisoning and I helped clean her.
Bummy?
Yeah, I mean, she was really sick, and she was in the hospital. And
let
you
the
know,
nurses do it.
Well, you know what? I think you kind of gotta when you later on down the road, you're going to be doing things that you're not used to doing.
I say keep that to yourself. Or right, if you're sick, okay.
All right. What if you're with a partner who's
I had the stomach flu. Once in my relationship with Heidi Phoenix, patient zero, we called it the Andy Colon because we were doing a book tour and patient zero gave everybody this stomach bug. And we had all done Andy Cohen, who's like the scumbag of scum, the meanest mofo. You just a mean homo. I can say that being a homo, but you know how sometimes you get those like really bitter gay guys? He's one of them. So, like, it was the worst experience ever. And then we all got paid back by getting the Andy Colon. We're all sick as dogs. And, like, I was like, you can leave. Just go. Leave.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
If you're with a partner, if you're, like, in your 60s and you're still with your partner, you're going to take care of them no matter what. However offended you are.
I don't need to have the runs with her around.
No, I agree. But I also don't think you guys are there. But I understand, like, because my grandma takes care of my grandpa.
Yeah, I mean, you do that. You do things.
Are they doing the
do? No, they don't do it anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
So I think when you're still a sexual couple.
You think they're still doing it?
Absolutely.
Call your grandparents.
I don't want to know.
Call.
That's ageist.
Call your grandparents.
No, we don't need to embarrass them.
We need to know.
No, that's...
Are they cool?
Grandma's really cool. Grandpa's a little confused right now.
Call grandma.
We're going to have to do it from the studio.
Call. Okay.
No, I just... No,
do
that's...
It, do it.
Okay.
That's that...
Okay,
no.
Let me intro.
They're cool.
It.
They're cool.
Hey, hello?
Her name's Edna.
Yeah, she's there. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hello?
Grandma, hi. It's Nicole, if you can't hear me. You're on the Jillian Michaels podcast right now.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi.
Anyway, we got Janice here. That was Jake who called you. And then Jillian said, hi, Grandma. But they have a question for you. And I don't actually want to know the answer. So we will ask it and I will take off my headphones.
Okay, go ahead.
So the question is, you know how you take...
Well, wait, you got to preface it, though. About what the topic is.
Okay, so the topic...
You got to tell Grandma what we're talking...
Why don't we ask Grandma how she is first?
Hi, Grandma. How are you?
I am wonderful.
God. And what are you up to, Grant? What are you up to, Edna? What's today been so far?
Well, today we had company for the last 2 days. Bill's sister and her son, and they left today. We
Dorothy?
Had breakfast. Dorothy.
That's lovely.
And we had a very good visit, and she left this morning, and then we had lunch with the group of ladies that we usually eat with, and we just had a nice, calm, nice day.
It sounds like a lovely weekend.
So they're in an assisted living facility, FYI.
Got it.
Okay.
No. No, it's not assisted living. It's independent living.
Independent living.
Sorry.
So, Edna, just so you know, Nicole's going to ask you something. If you feel uncomfortable about it, you do not need to answer. It's a bit of a private question, so please feel free.
I actually feel I'm not going to ask it. I'm going to preface it, and somebody else has to ask it because I'm not going to. We are on the topic of whether or not you poop or fart in front of your significant other.
Right.
And we have come down to the argument about as you get older, you start to take care of people. And that led me to you because I know you take care of grandpa a lot. And I have to stop now. Go ahead, Jill.
Well, because then we think it's different because as you get older, you transition more into friends and you get busy less often. True or untrue?
You might have to tell her a little bit.
More?
In detail.
Oh, in detail?
Like she might not know what you mean by get busy.
Tell her what it means by get
I can't.
Grandma, we want to know if you still sleep with your husband.
Yes.
All right.
Sexually.
No.
Not so much anymore. See? Not so much anymore. Yeah, because that's normal. You become partners.
You know, Bill is almost 88.
Yeah.
I'm 82. We have been married almost 66 years.
Wow.
They're not talking therefore, about doing it anymore, are they?
Edna,
I think you're fine.
I think that's lovely, and I think it's true. You do become
you become
partners.
Yeah.
You're partners in crime for
But Edna, you poop in front of Bill back in the day? Bill?
Yes.
Grandpa Bill? Did you poop in front of Bill?
Well, I'm sure I've been in the bathroom if that's what you mean.
That is what I mean. Nicole has a separate pooping bathroom. Have you told Grandma about that?
I actually don't think I have, Grandma.
Tell Grandma about your pooping bathroom.
Well, you know, I live with Aaron now, and there are three bathrooms, and we have a separate pooping bathroom downstairs that we use.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't poop in front of each other. And in our entire relationship, I think we've farted a total of 2 times in front of each other.
I'm for that, though, Edna. I don't know. You know, Nicole's stinky.
They come out really bad sometimes. But, Grandma, you know this.
I do.
She changed your diapers, kid. She really knows. She's been in the trenches.
She knows me, too.
Grandma's got some ripe ones.
Well, that means Grandma's healthy. That's what that means. Well, Edna, thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry this kind of question came out of the blue, but thank you for your time and have a lovely day today.
I hope you've had a lovely day, too.
Thanks, right. Grandma.
I'll call you later. I love you.
Love you, honey.
Okay, see?
Okay. You guys,
There's a period for sex and there's a period for poop, but the two shouldn't ever cross paths. No intersection.
Well.
Ever. In any way. Ever. Never. Not in any sort of way. This is why you're single.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com. SkimsOnderwear.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What are we doing now, producer?
I was just rinsing my teeth. I think you're going to tell us how to do a push-up.
No, that wasn't what I was going to tell you.
Oh.
It was how to do a push-up on your hands and feet.
Man, don't you always do a push-up on your hands and feet?
Do you know how hard that is for a lot of people, a push-up?
Yes.
Really hard. They go hands and knees.
Hold on. Is this just a normal push-up?
Check
right?
Your push-up privilege, Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole, let me see.
Okay, but let me know if I'm doing this wrong, because I feel like this is the push-up that we're all talking about.
Let me see.
I just don't know why you would specify hands and feet.
Down.
Okay.
Because most people have to do them on their knees.
Oh.
They're hard.
Quote, unquote, girl push-ups.
I'm going to take a picture.
Okay, so.
Which I resent. Girl push-ups. Resent that.
Yeah.
That's why I said quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote. Okay. So Nicole's on the ground. Like she's on her hands and feet. Yeah. Oh, form's terrible. Look at your elbow. Get back up. Back up. Push forward on your tiptoes. Drop down now. Elbow over. No, still bad. Elbow needs... Look how bad you did that.
What did I do?
Do it again. Do 10 in a row.
Oh, I can't do that.
That's... Okay, do 5 in a row.
Okay, I have a terrible shoulder.
So you can't do it.
Oh, no, but I can do 8 push-ups.
But people want to do a whole set on their hands and feet. Okay, put your hands slightly outside your shoulders, okay? Put your feet together. Now drop your bum. Squeeze your bum. No, too low. Too low. Too low. Squeeze your bum, right? Squeeze that tailbone. Belly button into your spine. Now, slowly push forward off your toes and lower down so your elbows are over your wrist. Yes! And track back. Yes! Yes! Abs up. Okay, she's gone. All right, so you can't do one. And scene. All right, so now let's talk about it, schnooch bags.
Yeah, because you know what I believe?
What do you believe, old girl? Core.
All the energy
into
the core.
Manis can do like 50 in a row. So, Janice, how do you finally conquer le push-up?
Well,
I know you said core.
I believe it's all in your core. I really do.
Some part, most, right?
Okay.
But you got to build up the strength. So you're not just building strength in your chest and your shoulders and your triceps. You're right. You're also building strength in your core, which is your entire waist girdle, for lack of a better.
Girth? You mean girth?
No, girdle.
Oh, girdle.
Yeah. Your
hips. To cinch your girth.
So you got to strengthen. You're right. You got to strengthen your core, plus your triceps, plus your shoulders, as well as your chest. And one of the reasons push-ups on your knees. Notice I refrain from girl push-ups.
I used quote unquote girl push-ups.
Is because it doesn't condition your core well. Because you're shortening the lever, right? So you're shortening the length of resistance from the knees to the shoulders.
Yeah.
So plank is going to condition your core better. So two things to practice are push-ups on an incline. So let's say on a table, the back of a sofa, right? Super beginners, like very, very, very elderly people, I would have do like against a wall. Then you put them like on the back of a sofa. Then let's say a coffee table. And then, you know, maybe a Reebok step. And then you're down on the floor, right? So you're lessening the resistance because their upper body is elevated. Then, of course, as they get more advanced, you can start reversing it and lifting the feet up.
I never thought about starting with an incline. That makes a lot of sense.
So they're still maintaining their core strength,
absolutely.
Right? And they learn proper form and biomechanics, but with less resistance instead of dropping to the knees, which compromises your form and your core strength. And then simultaneously, you also want to be training and conditioning your core with forearm planks. You can do a regular plank too, but either a regular plank on your hands or a forearm plank. And work on building up your strength and then start working on. So start out with plank holds. You know, shoot for 20 seconds, preferably 30 if you can get to 30. If not, 20 seconds, then 30 seconds. And then work your way up to a minute so you progress, right? So take that little plank challenge that we did a little while ago and do your plank every single day and increase it, I'd say, by 5 seconds now until you get to a minute. So start at 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. When you hit 50... you get a little break, right? Then go back into it. Work your way up to 60 full seconds. So you do that over the course of 2 weeks. Simultaneously, you do your push-ups on an inclined platform and then work on bench dips. So dips like off of a chair, right? Where you put your hands behind you on a coffee table or a chair. And to make it easier, bend your knees. So your feet are flat on the ground, your knees are bent, and you're pushing with your legs to assist your upper body. To make it harder, straighten your legs. Keep your elbows back instead of winging them out. And this way you're building shoulder strength, tricep strength, ab strength, and proper biomechanics. And if you work on that for, let's say, 2 weeks, and let's say you do twice a week, you do a minute long plank hold, and you do two sets twice a week of dips. And I would say, personally, I'd like to see 15 dips. Each time, so you can take a little break in between. And then you give me 20, well, that's a lot probably for people if they're still building up strength. But let's say 15 incline push-ups.
Okay.
So that's your little set for 2 weeks, right? And then by the third week, I want you to try one push-up on the floor. Give me as many on your hands and feet as you can. If you still can't do it, go back to the set and increase the repetitions to 20. And then go back to the floor, start out as many push-ups as you can on the floor, then go back to the incline until you can work your way up to 10 push-ups.
What is it about the push-up that seems to be it's the one thing that people...
It's a lot of core strength. It is.
But
is also so important. Like,
but
both of you have shitty form.
They strive to conquer it.
They strive to conquer a pull-up.
Yeah, true.
You know, they strive to conquer running a mile. Because they're hard. Push-up's not an easy thing to do with good form. And remember, keep your bum tucked, right? Keep your tush squeezed to protect your low back. And pull that belly button in. Oh, I forgot negatives. I forgot. So then you work on the negatives, okay? So then what you do is... So your hands are chest level, okay? So you hold your hands at chest level. And then from there, right outside your chest, press them out. That's where your hands should be. So hold your hands outside your knockers.
Yeah.
All right. Right at knocker level and then press them straight forward. That's where your hands should be. Now you're on the balls of your feet. Shift forward just a bit. The push-up is actually not a drop per se. It's a forward motion. So you shift yourself forward so that when you go lower, your elbows go back and they're located over your wrist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you drop down.
so that you don't want to dip down into that tendon, the bicep tendon, right? So shoulders lower down to elbow level, chest to the ground,
mm-hmm.
and back up. So let's work on it, old Gail. Oh, so here's how you work on, I forgot, negatives. So I want you to get in your push-up position and slowly lower yourself to the floor. Then back up. Slowly lower yourself to the floor. So add 2 sets of negatives for 10 reps to your push-up program.
Okay, so let's just when we summarize,
yep.
The program is...
I just did the whole program.
I know, but let's...
We work our way up to a minute of plank.
Minute of plank?
Yeah, but you can start with plank 20 seconds. Then you can go to 30 seconds, yeah. 40 seconds, 50 yeah. seconds. Okay, so even if it's 2 30-second seconds, I prefer it be a minute. 2 of those.
Yeah.
2 sets of bench dips, 15 reps. You can bend your knees if you need to.
Right.
Then we have, incline push-ups.
Right.
Right? So we've got 2 sets of those. Higher the incline, the easier to be. So work your way down. Then we've got negatives.
Two.
So you're in your push-up position right. and you slowly lower down. Chest first, not belly first. And then after, you keep working.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Have you ever heard of an adaptogen?
Never.
Really? It's a term for an herb or fungi, mushrooms, that had the ability to adapt to your body's needs. And it's something they subscribe to in naturopathy, Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine. But they say that there's also Western science to back it up. So a few of these examples would be like, Asian ginseng, holy basil, ashwagandha, astragalus root, sea buckthorn, which is, I think it's omega-7. It's supposed to be good for scars, but there's not enough study on it, omega-7. Licorice root, rhodiola. Like, have you ever heard of this?
I've heard of those things, but so what they're saying is that the effect is not the same on every person? Is that kind
right.
of what they're saying?
Like, and then theoretically, okay... Adaptogens in general have been known to fight cortisol, which is the hormone, right, that mm-hmm. gets released when we're stressed. But it says there are a number of other benefits that can come with their consumption. So reducing stress and anxiety, reducing the risk of autoimmune disease and cancer, which, I mean, these are like kind of intense claims. More energy, a better immune system, improved digestion, especially in cases of IBS and weight loss. Like, I love supplements, but I have a real problem with these, like, umbrella. Oh, they do all this. You know what I'm saying?
The miracle supplement that's
yeah.
all you'll ever need to take
yeah.
again.
Yeah, like, I don't have any experience with it, any of it. So very well could be.
But isn't it rooted in Eastern medicine? I mean, a lot of those things are rooted in Eastern medicine.
Ayurvedic, right, which is Indian, I believe.
Okay.
But it says there's science to back it up, in the Western world of medicine, so to speak, Chinese medicine, naturopathy. But like when I talked to this psychiatrist, cause I was like talking about ADD and we talked about this when I was talking about, marijuana, what's the CBD
oil?
That's
CBD.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah.
CBD. And I was like, well, it supposedly helps with all those things, right? And he's like, yeah, no, drugs don't really work like that. He's like, they don't like, oh, we fix everything. You know, he's like, they fix, you know, they work on one thing.
Okay.
So I just thought that's kind of interesting. Like, I'm curious, you know, you read all these blogs. This is on a very, you know, I'm not quite sure I'm subscribing to this one blog. And I read a lot of stuff on there like, oh, 16 ounces of water can boost your metabolism by up to 30%. It's like, don't, just because something's on the internet.
I know.
You know, and I'm not saying these things aren't good for you, but here's what I'm going to do. If I'm going to take or try any one of these things, right? So I read it, my curiosity's piqued. I'm going to study it and I'm going to look at the real science and I'm going to read that study and research it and then talk to my doctor, make sure it doesn't, I'm not on medication, but make sure it doesn't interfere with any of my medications.
Absolutely.
Right? See if there are any negative side effects. Because like, see, buckthorn, we don't know a hell of a lot about that.
And you know what else is, what you're saying is really important too, because you know, you also have to know, if you're taking that stuff and let's say you get into, God forbid, a car accident or something happens where you have to go to the emergency, you have to know all that stuff you're taking, because when they go to do a diagnosis on you and you're taking sea buckthorn,
it's like it's
they need to know that, because it can alter their whatever they're doing.
Because I remember thinking like, oh, when I first read about sea buckthorn, I got a scar on my leg that Nicole tell her what happened, Stinky.
I don't even fully know what had happened. The next thing I know, she was by one of Heidi's greenhouses.
Yeah.
And she comes in and she's like, I think I might have to go to the doctor. And I look, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You need stitches. She had had a cut down her leg. And then she's like, no, I'm not going to the doctor. So I had to butterfly stitch up her leg. And it actually turned out quite well.
I have a pretty bad scar, but still.
What did you put on it? Some
I tried that sea. Oh yeah, she did. But I tried that sea buckthorn, right?
And
so okay, so it's omega 7. But then as I began like studying it, and they're like, "Oh, this is gonna be great." You know, they don't know anything about it.
I know. That's just that they haven't done the science.
Yeah, I was like, no. So like, let me just see sea buckthorn omega 7 side effects.
You know, I got a nail in my tire the other day.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say. Foot.
And I went to the tire place to get in and I was talking to the old gal, and she goes, do you use CBD oil? And I said, excuse me?
Yeah.
She goes, I got a guy that comes in here, and he sells it. And she handed me his card like that.
It's legal.
Yeah.
CBD oil.
I know. And I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm just here to get my tire fixed, but I'll take scar. It was bizarre.
Maybe that was like the code word, like, I have a nail in my tire.
Maybe, Jake.
I got a nail in my tire.
Jake, I never thought of that.
But she was right away, started talking to me about the oil. I'm like, okay, sure. Anyway, I got the card. Dr. Bombay or something. I don't know what the hell. Now, what were you looking up about your witch's root?
I just thought, you know, if something tells you it can, like, solve or cure all your problems, like, you know, question that. I'm not saying the adaptogenic herbs aren't great for you, but remember, herbs are medicine. You know, this requires, you know, not like a freaking thing you read on Pop Sugar. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta do your proper research before you, A, start self-medicating.
Yeah.
You know, this stuff's powerful stuff.
I know. I got some kind of root for my menopause. Ooh. Stinky McGee. Holy smokes. That stuff
stinks.
Don't
do that, bud. Go to the doctor.
It looked like tiny turds.
No,
he was a doctor. He was a naturopathic doctor.
That's
no, it's, I don't know. You know, honestly, it's the bottle's all written in Chinese writing. I don't know what it
Did
was.
Did it help?
I don't know. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand the smell of it.
Also, I didn't take it.
No.
All right, poopy pants.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.